Welcome to the Can We Be Frank Show here on Universal Collective Network with your host and the crew, Selena Tavares, two old ladies on the couch, and the truck driver.
Oh, there we go.
You got it?
No, we're not live anywhere yet.
Okay. Well, we're live here on Blog Talk.
Okay, well, we're live there on Blog Talk.
So what I'm going to do now...
I'm going to try to see if I can get this thing to... Yep, yep.
Can you hear?
No.
Hey, what's going on?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
All right, y'all right down there, huh?
Yeah.
Sound like we're at a funeral.
You hear?
Yes, ma'am. Sound like we're at a funeral home with y'all. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you know, I think we just had two rough days back to back.
Everything was just, everything was just everywhere. We had so many places to be. I haven't done the daily rise this whole entire week. I'm gonna have to do one in the morning, just to kind of recap everything. But we've been pretty busy for good reasons, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For very good reasons. We've had various appointments that we had to meet to keep everything up with the upcoming radio station, which I think the people deserve to hear a little bit about that. Okay, yeah, the people deserve to hear a little bit about what's going on with us and the radio station, because we've been actually keeping it under wraps for quite some time now. So I think they should know a little bit more about what we're doing there, and we will. Also, we found a workaround to go live on Facebook without being cut off. And it's a better word. Well, not a better, per se. Streaming, okay, let's see. Without watermark. I'll go with the watermark.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah, the watermark doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that doesn't.
All right, so. Let's see. Okay.
How you been doing?
I've been doing great. I got that toothache. I'm part looking. Let me tell you something. That toothache makes you want to fight God. Oh, look at that. That toothache.
Wow, that's funny.
God. That makes you want to fight God. I'm telling you.
I know.
But it's, you know, it goes, it comes. And see, I was scared to go and get it pulled out. And it's a long tooth. I'm going to be mad then. But they don't know which one it is. I don't know.
But I can't hear.
Ma'am?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way around it. Put the headphones on.
Now,
can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah.
But
okay.
That guy in that wheelchair, he wrong with that little smoke that he got. Roll with him. Now, somebody would have came over there, they thought we were making fun of him.
What do you mean?
The guy that was talking called Roll. Who is this?
The sheriff guy in the wheelchair. Well, the guy running for sheriff.
There's a guy running for
sheriff? The sheriff
in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
So, isn't that an oxymoron?
Mm-mm, I don't know who that is.
The one on Facebook telling everything and stuff like that.
Oh, it was the guy in the truck with the mustache that looks like.
Oh, he's in a wheelchair?
I think he is.
Mm.
Yeah, I do remember that distinctly.
Yeah,
not him being in a wheelchair, but well, I mean, you know, the irony is not lost, of course. Roll with me is a very clever
Yeah. I said, now somebody else would have came with this stuff right here. Yeah. Because he was working for the sheriff's department already, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah, the video said
yeah.
he did.
Yeah. You see all these police steady getting busted on y'all.
Hold on. Before you get into all that, because, you know, I got something to say about that.
Hold on. He's getting us in.
I'm putting everything together. What is this, episode 20?
Uh-uh.
Yeah,
episode 9.
No, we're way past
it. Okay. I got episode 9 on Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah. We lost the count on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm. So, I started on 9.
I don't know what that means. The option allows you to broadcast for more than 4 hours, but we're not generally recording. Okay. I don't need all that.
Okay. We're going to talk about business structures tonight because I want to share some stuff with you. You hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Configuration.
And then we'll go over the business structures, and then next time we have 10 steps
right.
that we're going to go to.
Okay, we got
and this is just one of them.
On.
I'm sorry, I'm talking.
You need to have it today. Okay. All right, so if everybody can hear me, say yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear him?
All right. Just wait a minute. We're making
steps. Somebody in the green room.
No,
in the green room.
I'm looking at the green room.
It's just us chickens. I'm going over here to Facebook to make sure that
Agnes is not going
to
be here.
We're streaming. Let's see here. Boop. All right, let's see. We should be. If we are, I would love to see this stream. And how it looks under this new presentation. Oh, it does say we're live.
Okay,
Hold on.
One second. Cool, we're
Uno
live.
Momento.
You waiting for it to come up on there?
Yeah, we're waiting for it to see what it looks like.
Look at that with the
watermark and everything.
Okay, so we ready?
All right, so
okay.
I think we need to start doing the show like this.
Okay.
This is
okay.
way better.
Okay.
All right. Let me learn. I want to welcome everybody to the
Can We Be Frank show here on Universal Collective Network. Here on Universal Collective Network, you have it's only today
the
you
truck
guys
driver.
Truck drivers here.
Yeah.
You got Mr. T and then you have me the host. You guys can call 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749.
So let's jump right in,
because
the latter part of the show is going to be dedicated to talking about, you know, we've been harping on this LLC thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to take it up a notch, and we're going to tell you good people what it's like to actually start this process.
Exactly.
First, I want to take you on a little trip back to KLAV, who is ironically made people like me and my comments, they gave us a badge called the Top Fan Badge, which I just recently learned about. But it says basically that you interact a lot with this page and that this page recognizes you as one of the more consistent contributors. And Brother Nat tagged me in on an article that I had no earthly clue about. Because I really like we've been really getting out of local news and getting more into what we need to do as a community. But I just couldn't help that topic and the topic of people complaining about $2,500 for VIP seating at a Kevin Gates concert to be held at the Alexandria Coliseum or the Rapides Parish Coliseum. So I don't know what everybody's big beef was. Come on out. Show your support for Kevin Gates. Gee, what's so tough about that? Bunch of haters. Oh, okay, so they're not going to let me in. Are they? Yeah, they're going to let me in. Yeah, so, you know, break bread. $2,500 ain't that much for a table. You guys are tripping. Right, Brother Nat?
That's $312.60 a person. I got bills to pay. I can do it. I got that divided by 8. I can do it, but I got bills to pay.
Yeah.
But you know what? In other cities, it wouldn't be no big deal, you know, but when you take that seat, it all goes with money. Once again, if you ain't making that with $7.25, somebody will be in there getting the payday loan trying to get that money to go see.
Somebody's already gotten a payday loan trying to get those tickets,
I'm not knocking the promoters. I'm not knocking Kevin Gates. Man, I got bills.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna be up good like that. $312.50. I don't know. That's a good business also though. It really is.
Yeah. It is that.
I don't even know why I'm doing all this because we're not even.
Four tables are $10,000.
It's like us talking to him only.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was getting ready to ask you that. It's just us talking. I'm like, okay, why can't I hear everything? Oh, boy, that's funny. He's trying to make sure everything. Oh gosh!
She laughs at everything.
I have a right to. It's my. I can laugh.
I don't understand.
Okay. Well,
it was
funny to me. It's funny to me. Now.
How is it funny that you won't plug everything in?
It's funny to me.
We can't use anything.
Okay. Well, you should have checked all the lines.
It's not my system. It's not my system. Again.
Trying to be a perfectionist. Him and somebody else remind. Oh my God, they make me sick sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. They anal.
You're gonna. We people like me
anal.
Would rather not have a crappy show.
Anal.
Okay.
Anal.
So we're gonna put on this whole entire show, Brother Nat. It's just gonna be me, you, and her, and people watching Facebook with no audio, and that's switching in between pictures.
Okay. Well,
that's what it was gonna boil down to.
Okay.
Okay.
And she was like, okay, whatever. It doesn't matter.
You know, I let me tell you what I do. I see a therapist twice a day on one day a week, every 2 weeks. So my therapist told me little things do not stress yourself about, and that's why a lot of stuff I don't get upset about anymore.
I'm not going to be stressed about it.
I told my own therapist today, I said I have this I don't give a fuck attitude a lot more than I used to. And she just laughed. I can't do it.
You live a lot longer like that.
You live a lot longer that way than being stressed out about something. You right.
You know, you have to worry about other people's problems. Man, look, that's your problem,
dog.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know.
Mm-mm. I'm not.
I
can understand that level of thinking if it wasn't for the fact that she stresses everybody else out while she's living a stress-free life.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Like, if I could accept everything she's saying if it wasn't for the fact that everybody else gets pushed around because she's stress-free.
Mm-hmm.
Or it come down to the last minute and everybody got to jump fences with the elephants behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not, no, I can't.
Well,
and then we're held irresponsible. Because we're not burning alive for the sake of her being stress-free.
That's right. Because you know why? I've lived a whole life stressing over stuff that I don't need to stress over. So now I'm going
to make everybody else stressful.
If that's what y'all need to do. I can't do it no more. I'm going to leave it to you now. I can't stress no more. Those days over with.
Yeah.
So. That's how it goes.
Is it raining down there today?
Mm-mm. No, it was. It was 94 degrees. Can you believe it was 94 degrees today?
Hot.
It was no joke. And you know something? I have something to complain about. I'm gonna see if I can talk to the mayor. our mayor, call his office and talk to him. They have some bus benches right at Super One, right across the street from Super One.
instead of right in the sun?
Right directly in the sun. And by the, when I was turning the corner to come into Super One parking lot, it was 94 degrees, and it was a mother and a little boy sitting out there. I didn't know. I should have stopped and asked her when, what time the bus comes.
Well, it comes every hour, and it comes sometimes in Pineville, sometimes.
So what they need to do is...
They need to get coverage.
They need coverage on those. I don't care what car.
They need two Pineville buses.
They need two Pineville buses, or they need to put a cover out there, because they were sitting right dab in the sun. Okay. They got two benches right there, one in front of Wendy's, and then they have one in front of the little gas station for Super One. Those need to be covered benches. The one they got one at Wendy's. Mm-hmm.
2 o'clock, that's going to be beaming hard for.
Yes. Yes. And that was about 3, because I didn't get home until about 4 or something. So it had to be about 3 something. I'm telling you, I looked at my dog on temperature simply because I saw them sitting out there. It was 94 degrees outside, and they were sitting on that bench. That's ridiculous. No. That is. Then they have one down 165 that there's no bench at all. I mean, no, it's a bench there. Hey. One of them got a bench, and the other one, they don't have one. Right?
And, stand up down
there. And you have to stand up down there. You're right. That's ridiculous.
They can't be something out there. Even if they got to raise the price of the bus fare, they can't.
That's right. They should. That's right. They need to do something about that. You know, they act like, you know, they holler, they broke all the time. Because A-Trans, I know that comes from Alexandria. But I think that's a bunch of bull crap. That's what I think.
They put that money downtown, put a few old things down there.
Yeah, they should put that money from there and put it on fixing those bus stops.
Yeah. You know,
nobody
exactly,
should
stand
in the sun.
Not like that. Not like that.
No.
You know,
and Pineville should be saying something about it.
Yeah.
But they saying, what's his name, Clarenceville ain't no different than Jock. I mean, then, what's his name? They said he sold out too.
Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, now we're going live.
Okay.
Now we're going live.
Are we there yet?
No. Not quite. See, the thing is, we got this new fancy mixing board, and it does a lot. I know we've been complaining about all the new equipment we got, which I've never seen nobody complain about new equipment. But we got a lot of new equipment that we're just trying to figure out how it configures into everything. And we're still learning a few things. Now we're live on Facebook. Thank you guys for joining us again one more time. If you're following the live stream. We're taking a detour from our Twitch network, and we're coming back to Facebook Live underneath the auspices of our new interface. We do have, again, new equipment, so we're still trying to figure out everything.
Okay.
That being said, this is the Can We Be Frank show. This is season 8. This is episode 20. Last night we were doing a show called The night before last, we did a show called Nope. That was the night of the city council meeting.
Okay.
Where essentially all the city councilmen said
no.
Nope.
Yeah.
Last night we weren't around. We had
had a project we had to do.
Had a project we had to do.
And we did it back.
And tonight we are back for the weekly roundup.
Mm-hmm.
It is Thursday. This is the last day that we do this thing that we call the Can We Be Frank Show with our good friends, the truck driver and the two old ladies on the couch. Which the two old ladies on the couch have abandoned us. And they have gone on to do greater things for the evening.
They'll be back Monday from what I'm...
Yeah,
they'll be back Monday.
I thought they left.
No.
So, we do have the truck driver on the line. Truck driver, would you mind saying anything to the good people out here?
I'm just saying, hello, how y'all doing today? I start thinking out of the top to get started.
Yes. So, we're going to talk a little bit about, in the second half, as I was trying to get off the gate earlier, in the second half of the show, we're going to be discussing businesses and LLCs and how to get you one and what it takes and how to start and what to do and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm just going to basically do the basics, just the structure of a business, and that's going to be talking about the different LLCs, the corporations, in the incorporations, the sole proprietorship, and we'll talk about that. That's what we'll do on the second half of the show, once we get everything out the way. Now, did you have something you wanted to talk about today?
They won't let me be great.
Are you being great on Twitch right now?
We don't have to be great on Twitch right now.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to use what we got as far as our resources.
Okay.
I wanted to bring up that article.
Okay.
So I'm going to.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back here. And.
Did you watch the debates last night at all, truck driver?
No, ma'am.
No, me neither.
I was fine.
I think all this is just, I'm sorry, and I might be just a Debbie Downer here. I just look at all this stuff as orchestrated, practice.
Yeah.
Really not important.
Something they got to do just to do it.
Yeah.
People ask me,
I'm not interested in the 2020 election at all. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I don't want nobody to get me wrong, but Bernie Sanders up there looking like Gargamel off the Smurfs. So I know that man. You ever seen Gargamel?
Yeah, I remember that.
That man is old. He is too old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I appreciate what you did, Bernie, but you're too old.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. It's always the old white men who want to run.
Yeah. Joe Biden, you riding Obama coattail.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, to me, if we don't do nothing, we'll be stuck in the rut with what we got. You know, I mean.
Well, what we got is trying to get us in a war right now. That's MO is to get us in a war. Because they need money.
War makes money.
Yep. $22 trillion in debt right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
war makes money.
We need it.
And, you know, we need a war. He does anything.
Mm-hmm.
You talk too loud. And they say they killed, they shot in drones. Hey, he didn't have nobody in the drones. So you didn't kill nobody.
But did you die, though? But did anybody die, though?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He just, you know why he trigger happy? Because none of his people are happy to go over there.
Yep, that's true.
You see, your kids over there talking about going to war, what happens? You won't go so fast then.
Exactly. You're right.
All of them that do that stuff, they ain't got no kids to go over there and go to war. They go dodge. Mm-hmm. Oh, my son's in Canada right now. He can't come back. But Benson is over there in the heart.
So I
don't know. But I'm trying to find out
about everybody that's tuned in right now. Let's see. I have a little bit of jazz to it. Okay. So, like we were saying, this is the weekly roundup. We're going to talk about new stuff and old stuff. What's new is earlier today, KLAB reported that three, Rapides Parish Sheriff's officers, have been found, malfeasance?
Yeah, it would be considered malfeasance and all, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, Brother Nat, do you have all the charges?
No, I don't have them all. Yeah.
No, he don't have them.
Okay. Well, according to the charges that we know about, one of them is malfeasance in office, which seems to be a normal thing here in the great state of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of malfeasance, a lot of, I can do this because I can do this. And then what they do is, what they say is they get acquitted because you can't prove that they did it because they've already shredded the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in this case, I believe that there's some missing paperwork. And there's some very passionate people that think that we are wrong for keeping the same energy that they keep up whenever one of us get plastered across KLAB. And, you know, when we get plastered across KLAB, they want to label us all
mama,
kinds of stuff. Yeah, they want to do us all kinds of bad.
Yeah, they,
look at
yeah.
his family, and this only happens to certain communities. And
isn't this that thug?
Oh, that thug.
Gotcha. I heard everybody was making fun of what they were saying when they said that. They were calling people thugs and stuff.
Man.
The people were being sarcastic.
I want to take credit for starting that.
Sarcastic.
Oh, man.
They were really sarcastic.
And my favorite line is, ha, 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 ha. They'll hire anybody to be cops these days. And that just burns them up. Oh, you should see the hurt and despair in their soul. It burns them up. But apparently they won't let me be great. So
cool. Now, if you got the police, if you got all these police going to jail,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of them, who's going to police the people then? If you got all the police, see what's going on, is the police doing wrong, so... We need to revamp the police department because, hey, you know, what it's like is a lot of folks just.
Well, you got.
Now,
you know,
wait a minute. There are some good cops out there. That's what they love to go to.
Yeah.
They go to arguments.
Well, yeah, they're the cops. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But what they got, but the ones that go to jail, some of the ones be. And, you know,
I'm,
you don't got no
difference. I was being sarcastic. I basically said all of them wrong. They all bad.
They are.
Yeah.
But if you ain't got to fight on the beat walker that's going to jail, you want the big people, you know, going to jail.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So, and I wonder what his word he's telling everybody that's under him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well, I mean, you got, go ahead.
Real quick, Miss Tiffany, we were talking earlier about the war being started. Miss Tiffany commented and said, yes, I agree. Starting war is the elite's way to make money for them. Cause all it does is cause poor middle class families to lose loved ones. Because you have to understand, you guys, we're the ones who go and serve the country. These elite people don't send their kids to the war zone.
Look at Donald Trump. He didn't go to not one war.
Yeah. So, I mean, you think about it, their kids don't have to go to war. Their kids are in private school and private colleges. Our kids are the ones who are in a situation where, and they target poor families.
Mm-hmm.
They target poor families on purpose.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're the ones who suffer and lose everybody.
We're the lives that aren't that important.
That important, exactly. Not only did they do that in Planned Parenthood, they also did it in
the military.
In the military, when they... draft dodgers or when they were drafting, and they still can draft to this day. If he wants to, he can draft. If he has a war, he can definitely draft us. Not us, but draft our loved ones. And it's very important that we... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go on. I'm going to tell you something when you get through.
No, I'm done.
It's like the old people, they be trying to get the kids to go to war. Paul, you need to join the army or something. Man, what? No, we're not doing that game right there. The older black folks be trying to tell their kids to join the army and stuff like that. Like it's a privilege or something like that. But, you know,
exactly.
What I say about the army and the military branches, they don't even know how to treat their own people when they come back from war.
Nope.
Why in the hell would you go there?
Yep.
Them are the most ignored people in the United States.
Without a fight, you have to fight for everything.
Yeah, but you fought for everything when you used your war.
Mm-hmm.
What more can you fight for? You know what I mean? What more can you fight for when you go over there to fight and then come back? They don't want to give them no mental assistance. The first thing they need to do is get this mental help when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
Yep.
Well, I will say this. I've been fighting for at least the last decade. And I believe Mom might have been fighting a little bit longer than that. And I finally got some daylight, and I'm very happy about that. But, you know, it's a fight. It's a fight. I ain't going to lie.
You had to fight to get in there, dude. They brought your ass up so fast.
They signed me up pretty quick. I ain't going to lie.
Pretty quick. Come on down here. We love to have you, man. Hey, and see, another thing, you know, I'm going to tell the kids that who listening, if they are listening out there, read everything that you get when you go to the military. Because that stuff about you guaranteed 3 meals a day, that's a lie. You guarantee one meal and 1 hour worth of sleep every day. They got to give you that.
Oh, no, you're not guaranteed any of that.
They say that's all they're allowed to give you.
You should see whenever general quarters, which is pretty much when you're under a wartime situation. But you should see the conditions change drastically. And I was on a boat, so every boat is like its own city. It's got its own court system. It's got everything. They go by. They're given guidelines to go by, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what takes place. Everything changes once you actually are in.
Because my brother-in-law, he went to Marines. When that man told him that, son, you must read your paper right. We're only allowed to give you 1 meal and 1 hour of sleep a day.
They know what they can and can't do. They like to push those limits in boot camp. They like to make it seem like they can do this or that. You know, for the most part, you're under so much pressure that there's no argument.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of illegal things and a lot of limits that they push you to. And I guess that goes back to the conversation we were having the other week about what we're willing to go through. And, you know, as far as individual-wise between me and Mom, there's limits that they pushed you to in boot camp that a lot of people that haven't been through that process, they don't have any idea.
The lure is we'll pay for college. Miss Tiffany said that the lure is we'll pay for college. That's one way that they'll do it. They definitely will.
But you can't pay for college when you're in the credit and when you are shaking all the time. I mean, like I said, y'all.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. You'll have a degree.
Don't worry about any of that.
A degree, yeah. You can't.
Talking about, man, you're worried about the wrong thing. I need you to finish your job real quick. I need to go send this 13-hour watch. You trying to go to school?
I mean,
you want to go to school? I'm going to send you to school. Let's call. I'm going to send you to school to make you a better person at your job that you're doing right now. And we're going to get you some art. You want to send you to qual school? Let me see. What happened? How many schools did they send me to? I got a whole bunch of qualifications. I could be a firefighter because they sent me to firefighting school. I could be a firefighter because they sent me to Ecoska to go fight fires, at least learn how to do it properly. And that was actually part of a punishment. They were trying to punish me, and I learned how to work in a repair locker, which is, you know, general quarters and firefighting and all that stuff. What else did I was in an advanced party on some other stuff. Go send you to school. It's not what you want to do. but they'll send you to school, all right. Yeah, you go to school all day.
But I just think they need to take care of their people, you know, a hell of a lot more than they do. These people put their life on the line for the country. And, you know, they come home homeless.
I don't either. I'm with you on that. Exactly. My issue too is we prize the local cops better than we prize our soldiers, and I never could understand that concept. I never could.
Yeah.
They'll bend over backwards. They'll fight for the cops, but they don't. You know, they take advantage of the idea that we go overseas and risk our lives for them.
Yeah.
And some of these people can't stand us. They really don't. They don't think we should have a word or anything to say and complain about anything. You literally have people who have that attitude toward soldiers and veterans.
My stepdad, he's in the place right now because they didn't take care of him. And I sure hate to see pops in that situation, but, you know, I can't fight the army.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
The same training that they gave you while you was in there? That's the same training that you could come back and use again?
That's right.
I didn't go in there. He was in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole never say die thing. And never say quit. Never give up. Never break under pressure. all that other
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he fights him now, you know, but, you know, the stuff that Agent Orange stuff, I think, got him. And, boy,
yeah.
It makes me so mad every time I think about it, you know. You know, and you can't sue, you know, I think the government needs to be sued, but anyway, that's just me.
Yeah.
You know, take care of your people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I believe
take care
that
of your
they
people,
owe, fight. First off, I believe that the government does owe reparations. That's been a big talk
yep.
this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the United States does owe reparations.
Mm-hmm.
You owe reparations to every one of these companies that are still in existence from when slavery was in. And it's a lot of companies that are still in existence from when slavery was in.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back and research all these cotton companies that benefited off of slave practices and
mm-hmm.
what those cotton companies turned into and what they got sold out and the parent company got bought out and this and that and all the other stuff, how business works, how white people did business. You know why you owe reparations? Go ahead.
Did y'all see Tyler Perry when he got that award the other night?
No, I saw it, but I didn't watch
it.
I'm not we're not Tyler Perry fans.
This is not a Tyler Perry
friendly. Well, me neither, but he said something that was interesting. He said that he bought that place over there in Atlanta that
yeah,
was military,
the
Confederate
yes.
soldiers used to be at. He said
yes.
The Confederate soldiers were fighting to keep so many billion black folks in slavery. Now, one
yeah.
Negro owns that whole Confederate base.
Yeah.
You know, he just, you know,
yeah.
I guess he's saying that, you know, but, you know, it's like this year when, how many companies can we go back and look at? Because, you know, they made a whole lot of money off slavery. People made money off of slavery, period. You know, big companies made money off slavery. Banks. It's just like people now with this correctional facilities. We got banks and stuff.
Yeah.
We got MasterCard, you know, our Discovery. These people are in the bank and are in the correctional facilities now. They're owning
mm-hmm.
correctional facilities. So
mm-hmm.
they really are, you know, like they can prizes, they can pay for us being locked up.
Uh-huh.
It's not, you know, they wouldn't be in them, you know. But
exactly.
It's some, but I wonder how far could you go back with that stuff, though. Anyway, I'm sorry, Tommy.
You can go back and you could go back as far as you want to.
Yeah.
That's it. You can go back as far as you want to.
Yeah, because some of them banks know their cotton came from them slaves. But you know their cotton come from and you steady about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you steady about it.
And you steady beat people out of the land.
Yeah.
You steady beat
yep.
people out of, and you know that the crust of the argument is that, okay, so a lot of black people owned a lot of land at some point. The 40 acres and the mule thing, I guess some of it went through at some point. I'm not really sure. What I'm saying is this. They cheated a lot of black people out of a lot of land. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
And they cheated a lot of black people out of a lot of money. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
They treated a lot of, they and then a lot of black people were also killed for their land.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but that, you know,
mean, where does reparations start?
Yeah. You know, people ask me what I think about reparations, however that word is. You know, it's going to sound crazy, but I don't think that this generation really understands, you know, what it's for. I mean, because it could set you up for financial freedom and wealth later on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you buy stuff that don't matter, you know, it's kind of hard to be wealthy when you're steady buying stuff that's not going to appreciate in value. You know what I mean? You know,
exactly.
I think they should have gave it out a long time ago. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. Because
exactly.
already these, yeah, you know.
You're right.
You know, I think they should have given it out a long time ago.
And they should have given it out a long time ago. And I hate
yeah.
to say this, but this might going to sound crazy, but there should have been stipulations along with what you could do it. I mean, it's their money, but they can do it. It's their business. But to a certain extent, it should have been a stipulation so that you would have to have an investment, and people would you would have something to think about generations from now with your reputation.
Say for instance that a reparations goes through. Do you know what that does to the black agenda? Now, you're going to have those that's going to be like, I don't need to pool my money, or I don't need to do this or do that with my money, or I don't have to deal with these niggas because niggas knew and all the other stuff.
Stop.
So, we're going to have those. But you're also going to have the ones that are going to be more interested in saying, well, how can we make this money last forever?
That's right.
And the only way that you can build that wealth is to follow through on the black agenda, which segues, wait a minute, I got one more comment left. So KLAX is trying to get in the game with the, let's go ahead and end. They're trying to get in the game with the online, oh, wait, they got a little bit more detail, though. Shoot. I'm going to read the report. The Louisiana State Police Bureau of
Changing conversations? Did you change the conversation? I just want to know.
I certainly changed the conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Just let us know.
State Police Bureau of Investigations, at least, talented enough people that can follow along, I'm sure. Louisiana State Police Bureau of Investigations, Alexandria Field Office. The Alexandria Field Office has arrested 3 Rapid Parish Sheriff's deputies on charges of malfeasance, because we needed the clarifications, public payroll fraud, and injuring public records. The deputies are Matthew Davis, Jonathan Treadway, David Billings. An investigation into discrepancies discovered during an internal audit of the Safe and Sober campaign revealed that the 3 deputies fraudulently claimed and were paid for unworked hours during the campaign. They were arrested earlier today and booked into the Rapids Parish Detention Center. The Rapids Parish Sheriff's Office assisted in the investigation.
Now, let me say what I found out. If you remember when we were going down the timeline with the post, what people were saying, they said one of those deputies were the ones who discovered the situation with Hilton's sister, and they saying that's payback. One person said that. I did see that.
It comes back on you.
Mm-hmm.
You should see the amount of anger that people are expressing over this news report. Why, as a news team, don't you report the true story? You suck and lie, and that's the way you make your money. I bet if you needed a cop, you would want them. KLAX responds. I like KLAX. They don't give a damn. KLAX responded with, our information comes from the Louisiana State Police. If you would like to find out more, you can visit www.lsp.org. And they actually have the article from the LSP.
They put the article up?
Yeah, they did.
KLX don't play. I like that about KLX.
Dallas Dalish, what is the truth? They did get arrested for fraud. Part is not true? And then somebody else said, Anna Delise, she must be butthurt because one of them is a relative or husband or boyfriend.
Oh.
Anna Delise responded with, I don't know all of them. I just know the real story. So does Courthouse and Hilton.
Oh.
It's deeper.
She might be an employee.
She is an employee, more than likely.
Oh, man.
And she said the courthouse knows the real story, and Hilton knows the real story.
Yeah, she...
And she's a little bit more involved. You know what I like? Whenever they get caught up in stuff, they always show their hands.
Yeah.
That's their first thing. Their first thing is to show exactly...
who they are and what they do.
Yep, because that's what's gotten them by and by.
Yep.
You don't know that I'm Sheriff Apple's son? You better check yourself when you...
That's interesting.
Most, if not all, media post press releases from law enforcement agencies.
That's right.
All they're doing is reporting what's given to them, whether it be correct or not.
That's right.
What that agency gave them that they report.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, evidently, oh, of course, it's white people. So she says, evidently, ever and dentally are two different words. Well, evidently, the real story is that they committed fraud and falsified reporting their time. They did nothing wrong. This is Anna responding. They did nothing wrong, but that will never be said by news. Do you really think they are the only people falsely accused of something, being in someone else's shoes, that has asked them how it felt and how after they were proven innocent, news never said anything? Which leads me to this point. I love how these white people put on these capes when it's one of them getting smeared across KLAB or KLAX or the Town Talk or what have you. And yet, still, when Grimes got caught up or what have you, no one came to his defense.
Yeah.
When Tamir Rice got shot for holding a toy gun, none of these hurt snowflakes came to his defense. When Eric Garner said he couldn't breathe, no one came to his defense. I mean, not even online. You got a lot of white people saying, well, you know, he shouldn't have been there, or he shouldn't have been selling loose cigarettes, or whatever. He shouldn't have been doing stuff illegal. So that's what I'm going to. I'm keep that same energy with this particular case. They shouldn't have been doing stuff illegal. Anna Dalgleish is somebody, because she's all up and through this post, defending everybody. The courthouse is the dirtiest, corrupt place in town. They have fired a lot of good people, yet have kept criminals on. You must know something. Linda Glazer. Oh, yeah, there's a lot to tell, but even if you tell it, never gets taken to light. It just gets swept under the rug. These are white people exposing the Rapides Parish Courthouse.
Exactly. Are you surprised?
No. No, because it's one of them now.
Yeah.
It's one of them. Now everything's got to be told.
Yeah.
Anna Dagley says, thank you, and sorry if you ever went through or knew something but was swept under the rug. Eric Williams, she said, no, Hilton's sister is not free. See, know what you're talking about, and I do not like Hilton, never have.
Well, she only been in 36 months in prison.
Oh, she said, let me correct myself. Hilton's sister did get jail time, but she is out now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Didn't know that.
How much time did she give for stealing $1 million? 2 months.
Yep. Her original sentence was 35.
Okay. This is actually pretty juicy.
I told you.
Seems to be law enforcement's agenda in general, fire the good ones and keep the bad ones and hide behind their badges when they're called out for being bad.
Mm.
She says, so true, but you had no problem reporting Hilton's statement, yet he knows the truth. Oh, wow. If you know for a fact what the truth is, then it's your duty not to let innocent people be charged with a crime they didn't do. Anna Dagley, so you're saying I should investigate the police? Oh, wow. Somebody said, can't get mad at the news people. They going to jail. I don't understand how people get so upset with the news stations for reporting the news. You want them to report on rumors or the press release that has court documents to support their findings. Okay. All right. Wow. So I'll be going, you know what? KLAB might have been getting us the fan badges because they knew KLAX was going to come out with their own Facebook page.
No, KLAX already had a Facebook
page. Yeah, but I mean, just, geez, they're up here beating things up over here, man. 22 shares, yeah. I like those numbers. Truck driver, you still with us?
Truck driver.
No, it's just us checking.
Truck driver. Let's see. He might have dropped. No, he's still there. He tried to get a truck driver. Oh, he went off. Now he.
Burger. Yeah, I was in the groom. I was in the groom room.
Yeah, I just saw you. I just saw you.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I got you.
I
got you.
Yeah.
You flipped. You dropped off when you came back.
Yeah, KLA. They not scared to get with you. I see that.
Yeah. I like it.
You can't get
back
to
him. Yeah.
So everybody knows something going on at the courthouse. Nobody want to say nothing.
Everybody knows there's something going on everywhere. They don't want to say nothing.
They know a lot of innocent people down in Angola, too.
Thank you. They ain't fighting about that.
No. They didn't argue with any of the prosecutors.
Mm-mm.
They say this. They keep all the good ones. They fire all the good ones and keep all the bad ones.
And they need to worry about why Mike Small joined that bank robbery. Yeah. How much money he got? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. So evidently, it must not be his first time. Yeah.
He must be
doing this a long time ago.
Brother Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says, if ISIS represents Islam, then obviously the KKK represents Christianity.
Ooh.
What? Him? See that? Uh-oh. Because guess what? That's what they're saying. God, that's the first thing they holler is God.
Yep.
And I didn't want to say that, but I didn't want Miss Agnes to get on me. But they screamed at that God stuff. And when they brought their house down.
Same God.
Yeah.
If it was the same God, we go to. Yeah.
But you know what, y'all? Sunday is the most precious day of them all.
Think
about it. Sunday is the most precious day of all.
Oh, yeah, that's the most separate day of the year. The separate day of the week.
White folk go to white churches, black folk go to black churches. Well, now, hold up, y'all. Is this how it really supposed to be? You see. But, yeah, you can't tell nobody that.
You can't tell nobody that.
So. But I'm not understanding, you know, this man got Mike Small as a lawyer, or Mike Small decided to join his team. Now, Mr. McCall, we talk about the man that robbed off a car here.
Yeah,
he's
talking to you.
What'd you say, sir?
Huh? What'd you say? We're talking about the guy who robbed the armored car. And you know, Mike Small is joining the division.
The guy, it was an old white guy from DeVille that held up an armored vehicle and robbed him.
I didn't hear.
And he got busted. Yeah.
Okay.
He got caught. I can't say busted. Yeah. Can't really get busted doing that, but.
You mean the one he said something about his wife trying to get away from his wife?
No, this one happened on 28.
When did this happen?
It happened a while ago. He's been in jail a while.
Now,
Mike Small finna join his defense.
You know what?
Mike
if anything
Small.
Ever happened
wait,
to Mike
it's
Small?
It's a team. It's Mike Small and somebody else is with him.
Yeah.
If anything ever happened to Mike Small, a lot of these criminals be in trouble.
he know a whole lot of secrets, boy.
Yeah,
he know a whole lot of secrets. You know a whole lot of secrets. At one point in time, they didn't want Mike Small defending those drug dealers. You know that, huh? Maybe when you would get him off the case. I thought you get caught with dope with your hand, but you know we ain't talking about no street drug dealers. We talking about the one that had money. Yeah, we ain't talking about that.
He said, you get caught with the dope in your
hand,
and Mike can get you off.
Yeah.
You get caught with the murder weapon in your hand while you're killing somebody, and here come Mike Small, huh?
Here come Mike Small.
He didn't do it.
He ain't doing it. You see that? That's
an illusion.
I'm the Rockwaller.
That's a hologram.
Yeah.
You don't see that person.
How did they let that happen? I don't know.
Jeff Powell is your new Rapides Parish superintendent.
Oh.
For the school board.
Oh. And who's he?
I don't know. He's a great man. Good morning to you.
I heard that they asked Kim Bennett what would she do about the infrastructure, and she said, what is infrastructure? As long as we have a white superintendent over a majority population of black children, I'm not rolling with all that. I'm sorry. Y'all do what y'all got to do.
What was that black lady named East Memphis? Ruby Smith. You ever met her?
Huh?
Have you ever met Ruby Smith that used to be up there?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, old black lady. Oh, shoot. Boy, she make you feel so low when you go up there. And one time she had to talk to my wife. And it was not a pretty sight. They had to get the police up there because Big Mama got out of hand. Well, does the child have a father in the household?
What does
because,
that got
know,
to
young
do
black,
with anything?
This is a black lady. This is a black lady talking like this.
You got some of us like that.
Like, you know, if the child had a father in the household, this probably wouldn't happen. Goddamn, Big Mama.
Oh,
goddamn, he got daddy. Oh, Big Mama, hey, Big Mama, look, don't go to jail now. You better come up here because I'm about to beat her up. Big Mama, hold on. Oh, yeah, Ruby Smith talked so bad to you, boy. Whoo, she stuck bad. You know, like, he needs a father.
And you got some families that got a father and the child still damn hell raised.
Like,
got nothing to do with that.
Abraham campaign funding. You know your boy, Republican candidate for Governor Ralph Abraham, has assembled a group of GOP fundraising heavyweights to help him draw more campaign cash.
Woo! They want him in there. The Edwards. They want Edwards out. Abraham. I'm telling you, they want to be in charge. Them white folks love being in charge. They don't want y'all to take their power, that white supremacy power, away from you.
So it's elections about who raised the most money or what? I mean, I thought it was about votes.
Yeah, that's
what
it is.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, who's got the most money.
The power.
That's why we need to start looking at, we need to have money. We need to have money, and that leads us to our second hour conversation about LLCs.
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to go over to our co-host, whatever her name is, and she's going to take over from there.
You're so crazy.
Over to you. Whatever.
Over to you.
Whatever.
Whatever your name is. Whatever you call yourself. Yeah. Give me a second here.
Free.
How dare you want to be free?
How dare you want to be free and own time? The nerve
of you. How dare you? You can't be doing that kind of stuff. We can't let that happen.
We own you.
You're so crazy. Okay, what we're going to talk about in the few seconds here, as soon as I find it here, since somebody took me off my doggone.
Yeah, I erased it because I didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to go get money.
Oh, that's all you wanted was to get the money.
Breadwinners. I was going to do a concert. Charge $2,500 a table.
All right, first of all, if you want to call in with your comments, 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749. And we are about to talk about it's 10 steps to start your business, but we're not going to go there. We're just going to talk about the
step by step.
No, we're not going to deal in it because it's long and we want to bring this back. We're going to bring this back. Step one is conduct a market research. I'll just tell you that. Number two is write your business plan. Number three is fund your business. Number four is pick your business location. Number five is choose business structure, and that's the one we're going to talk about tonight. And choose your business name and register your business. Number eight is get federal, state, and tax IDs. And number nine is apply for your license and permits. And number 10, open a business bank account. Okay, so.
We're going to start at number five.
No, I want to talk about the business structure because that's what he asked about. That's what he wanted to know. Truck driver wanted to know about the different LLCs and stuff. That's what we talked about, okay? We can always go back. Okay, it says choosing a business structure. The business structure you choose influences everything from day-to-day operations to taxes to how much of your personal assets are at risk. You should choose a business structure that gives you the right balance of legal protections and benefits. Your business structure affects how you pay in taxes, your ability to raise money, the paperwork you need to file, and your personal liability. You'll need to choose a business structure before you register your business with the state. Most businesses will also need to get a tax ID number and file for the appropriate licenses and permits. Choose carefully. While you may convert to a different business structure in the future, there may be restrictions based on your location. You could also result in tax consequences and unintended dissolution, among other complications. So it's good to consult with business counselors, attorneys, and accountants, and this can help be helpful. Okay, we're going to review common business structures. Let's start with sole proprietorship. A sole proprietorship is easy to form and gives you complete control of your business. You're automatically considered to be a sole proprietorship if you do a business activities but don't register as any other kind of business. Sole proprietorship do not produce a separate business entity. This means your business assets and liabilities are not separate from your personal assets and liabilities, which can be a problem. You can be held personal liable for the debts and obligations of the business. If something was to happen in your business, because you're a sole proprietorship, they can come after your truck, your car, your house, your bank accounts. They can come after your stuff personally, okay? Sole proprietors are still able to get trade names. It can also be hard to raise money because you can't sell stock, and banks are hesitant to lend to sole proprietorships. Sole proprietorships can be a good choice for low-risk businesses and owners who want to test their business ideals before forming a more formal business. That's a sole proprietorship. A partnership. Partnerships are the simplest structure for two or more people to own a business together. There are two common kinds of partnership. You have limited partnership, which is LP, and limited liability partnership, which is a LLP. What I've noticed is a limited liability partnership, a lot of law offices and attorneys have that type of partnership or type of business. Limited partnerships have only one general partner with unlimited liability, and all other partners have limited liability. The partners with limited liability also tend to have limited control over the company, which is documented in the partnership agreement. Profits are passed through are passed to personal tax returns and general partner. The partner without limited liability must also pay self-employment taxes. Limited liability partnerships are similar to limited partnership, but give limited liability to every owner. An LLP protects each partner from debts against the partnership. They won't be responsible for actions of other partners. Partnerships can be a good choice for business with multiple owners, professional groups like attorneys, just like I said, and groups who want to test their business idea before forming a formal business usually uses that type of partnership. Now, this is what an LLC is, okay? An LLC lets you take advantage of the benefits of both corporation and partnership business structures. LLCs protect you from personal liability in most instances. Your personal assets, like your vehicle, house, and savings account, won't be at risk in case your LLC faces bankruptcy or lawsuits. Profit and loss can get passed through your personal income without facing corporate taxes. However, members of an LLC are considered self-employed and must pay self-employment tax contributions toward Medicare and Social Security. LLCs can have a limited life in many states. When a member joins or leaves an LLC, some states may require the LLC to be dissolved and reformed with new membership, unless there's already an agreement in place within the LLC for buying, selling, and transferring ownership. And that's part of you make sure when you write up your agreement as an LLC that you make sure you be specific about when you're dissolving your company, what instructions that go with that, and if there's rules about buying and selling and transferring any ownership. LLCs can be a good choice for medium or higher risk businesses, owners with significant personal assets they want to be protected, and owners who want to pay a lower tax rate than they would with a corporation. So that's what an LLC is. So keep that in mind. and we can go back over LLCs at another time because since that's something that we're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, corporations or C-Corp. A corporation, sometimes called a C-Corp, is a legal entity that separates from its owners. Corporations can make a profit, be taxed, and can be held legally liable. Corporations offer the strongest protection of its owners from personal liability, but the cost to form a corporation is higher than other structures. Corporations also require most extensive record keeping, operational processes, and reporting. Unlike sole proprietors, partnerships, and LLCs, corporations pay an income tax on their profits. In some cases, corporate profits are taxed twice. First, when the company makes a profit, and again when the dividends are paid to shareholders on their personal tax returns. So, you want to be careful with a corporation. Corporations have a completely independent life separate from its shareholders. If a shareholder leaves the company or sells his or her shares, the C-Corp can continue doing business relatively undisturbed. Corporations have an advantage when it comes to raising capital because they can raise funds through the sale of stock, which can also be a benefit in attracting new employees. It says corporations can be a good choice for medium or higher risk businesses, businesses that need to raise money, and businesses that plan to go public or eventually be sold. The next one is called an S-Corp. An S-Corporation, sometimes called the S-Corp, is a special type of corporation that's designed to avoid the double taxation drawback of regular C-Corps. S-Corps allow profits and some loss to be passed through directly to the owner's personal income without ever being subject to a corporate tax rate. Not all states tax S-Corps equally, but most recognize them the same way the federal government does and taxes the shareholders accordingly. Some states tax S-Corps on profit above a specified limit. Other states don't recognize S-Corp election at all, simply treating the business as a C-Corp. S-Corps must file with the IRS to get S-Corp status, a different process from registering with your state. There are special limits on S-Corps. S-Corps can't have more than 100 shareholders, and all shareholders must be U.S. citizens. You still have to follow strict filing and operational process of a C-Corp. S-Corps also have an independent life just like a C-Corp. If a shareholder leaves the company or sells his or her shares, the S-Corp can continue doing business relatively undisturbed. S-Corps can be a good choice for a business that would otherwise be a C-Corp but meet certain criteria to file as a S-Corp. Okay, here's another one, a B-Corp, which I didn't know existed. A benefit corporation, sometimes called a B-Corp, is a for-profit corporation recognized in the majority of the United States. B-Corps are different from C-Corps in purpose, accountability, and transparency, but aren't different in how they're taxed. B-Corps are driven by the both mission profit. Shareholders hold the company accountable to produce some sort of public benefit in addition to financial profit. Some states require B-Corps to submit an annual benefit report to demonstrate their contribution to the public good. There are several third-party B-Corp certification services, but none are required for a company to be legally considered a B-Corp in a state where the legal status is available. Closed corporations. Closed corporations resemble a B-Corp, but have less traditional corporation structures. These shed many formalities that typically govern corporation apply to smaller companies. States rule vary, but shares are usually barred from public trading. Closed corporations can be run by a small group of shareholders without a board or without a board of directors. Nonprofit corporations is the next one. Nonprofit corporations are recognized to do charity, education, religious, literary, or scientific work. Because their work benefits the public, nonprofits can receive tax-exempt status, meaning they don't pay state or federal tax income taxes on any profits it makes. Nonprofits must file with the IRS to get tax exemption, a different process from registering with your state. A nonprofit corporation needs to follow organizational rules very similar to a regular C-Corp. They also need to follow special rules about what they do with any profits they earn. For example, they can't distribute profits to members or political campaigns. Nonprofits are often called 501c3s, corporations, a reference to the section of Internal Revenue Code that is most commonly used to grant tax-exempt status. A cooperative, now that's what we learned about the other night. A cooperative is a business organization owned by and operated for the benefit of those using its services. Profits and earnings generated by a cooperative are distributed among the members, also known as user-owner. Typically, an elected board of directors and officers run the cooperative, while regular members have voting power to control the direction of the cooperative. Members can become part of the cooperative by purchasing shares, though the amount of shares they hold does not affect the weight of their vote. Now, it says you can combine different business structures. Designations like S-Corps and nonprofits aren't strictly business structures. They can also be understood as a tax status. It's possible for LLC to be taxed as a C-Corp, S-Corp, or nonprofit. These arrangements are far less common and can be more difficult to set up. If you're considering one of these non-standard structures, you should speak with a business counselor or an attorney to help you decide. Now, that is all your business structures. Okay?
Okay. A lot of
did
legal.
Did you understand them? Huh?
Yeah, I understand some of them.
Okay.
So, basically, it's best that people in America become LLC to protect themselves, really.
Yeah,
so
that's
like
to protect their personal. Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's to protect your personal your personal lifestyle. What you know, your wife can't be sued. They can't come get your car. They can't get your house. They can't touch any of that with an LLC because it's a limited liability corporation. That
so
means liability. Means it's limitation to what they can come after you on.
So it seems
so that's
like
what the push is. Huh?
Yeah. So it seems like America is set up for entrepreneurship anyway. You're better for
yes, it was. I think it was. I think it was, and I think the idea that it got a little bit out of hand with who could start a business and who couldn't. You got to remember, if we start our own businesses, then we're taking a leg away from them, and they want to make sure their four legs are there. If we start a business and we start doing business with each other, you're taking money out of their pockets, and how dare you do that?
Yeah.
Got to remember that. That's the mindset you're dealing with.
Yeah. I got it, though. Yes, I got it.
So,
you can write off the debt of everything, I guess.
That's right. You can
you know,
write, yes.
Yeah.
That, I'm telling you, you can do that. I'm telling you from personal experience with my businesses that I've had, and I've been able to do that. And I've been blessed that I make sure I don't do my own taxes for one thing because I am not real good with a lot of numbers. I give all my stuff to someone else, and I let them do it, and they figure out what's what. And
yeah.
I've been blessed. I'll just say it to you like that. I think, when have I ever owed? I can't remember the last time I owed. But I'm going to tell you this, too. If we didn't have our business because of our income, we would have to pay. I'm going to tell you that much. So that's why another reason why it's good to have a company that you can write off certain things, certain expenses with the business. I'm telling you, people, I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to say by color, by race, but people do it all the time.
Yeah,
they write off lots and lots and lots of things.
Because it's designed for
okay.
business.
There you go.
You got to know how to play the game.
That's right. Like if I buy a new computer, you got to know how to play the game. If I buy a new computer for my business, I keep that receipt, and I turn that receipt in with everything else at the end of the year. If I buy office chairs, if I buy a desk, if I buy clothes, if I buy anything that's pertaining to the business, I can actually write that off. That is one of our, what they call the, what's the name, items. So you're able to do that. When your mileage on your car, you know, you have mileage for personal, and then you have mileage for business. If I go to dinner and I take somebody with me and we're discussing business, you've guaranteed I'm taking that receipt and I'm putting it in my receipt box, even though, you know, we're supposed to scan it in your computer, but that's too much work for me. So what I do is I have a box. I still keep my receipt. I do it the old-fashioned way. And I have, and it helps me keep up with everything, and I know what's what. When I, at the end of the year, I put everything together and I give it to my person who does my taxes, and I'm good. I'm good. And even if you have a loss, you have to record your loss as well as you record your gains. The gains is what they tax you on. So if you say you made a profit of $8,000 that year, say you have a very small business and you're not doing it all the time, you're part-time, and you make at least, I'll say $10,000. You got to pay taxes on that $10,000 because you have to report that.
Yeah.
No matter what your profit is, you have to report that profit, and you have to pay taxes on that profit. Now, if you have a loss, that's a different story. You can't pay on something you didn't make.
Yeah.
And you have to keep. You have to have good records.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all it's about.
Yeah. So, and we're gonna go over some more stuff because this is some very good information. We'll go over more about how it's set up and everything and what you need to do. We're going to go over the 10 steps, minus the 5, because we just talked about step number 5. Real quick, I want to compare general traits of these business structures, but remember that ownership rules, liability, taxes, and filing requirements for each business structure can vary from state to state, and that's true. For sole proprietorship, you have one person, unlimited personal liability, taxes, personal taxes only. Partners, two or more people, unlimited personal liability unless structured as a limited partnership. Taxes, you have to take care of self-employment taxes except for limited partners and personal taxes. For the business structure of limited LLC, one or more people, owners are not personal liable. Self-employment tax, personal tax, or corporate tax can be, you have to file those. Business structure for C-Corp is ownership, one or more. Owners are not personally liable. Corporate tax, you have to do those. Business structure for a corporation, S-Corp, one or more people, but no more than 100, and all must be U.S. citizens. Owners are not personal liable. And then you have personal taxes that you do. B Corp, one or more, owners are not personal liable, and you have a corporate tax. Nonprofit corporation, one or more, owners are not personal liable, tax exempt, but corporate profits can't be distributed. So those are your structures. And then, like I said, probably Monday we'll go we'll start at number one, step one, on how to start your business. So my thing is, and if you guys want to go back over any of this information I'm telling you, go to sba.gov. That's S as in Sam, B as in Beaver, and A as in Apple.gov. That's where you can go and get this information, because all I'm doing is reading from, and also I advise you to join the SBA.gov, log into it, sign up for it, because they really give some good information. They have classes. They have a learning center on there, and they have a lot of classes that you can take on there, and you actually get certificates that you can print out. They have webinars on there, and they really have some real good information to give you about starting a business. But we're going to go over those 10 steps, all of them, next week, one by one. We're going to start probably at the end of the hour to do those. Oh, wow. We got a lot done tonight.
All right. And it's not even. At a quarter till, for the first time ever.
Yeah, for the first time ever.
We're going to wrap it up.
Oh, we're going to wrap it up early tonight?
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up early tonight.
Okay. Anything else? What else? Wait a minute. Before we go for a second, before we go, what else did we talk about this week other than we went to the
city council
meeting?
Yeah, we skipped the next day after that.
Yeah.
And then
Monday
we talked about, Kevin Carl happened Monday.
You remember what happened Monday?
Oh, man.
I don't remember. I can't remember Monday.
All our days are jam-packed with
I know, days. But the thing, yeah, that's true, but I think Monday is always the day that we can't remember.
Yeah,
it's the beginning of the week. Yeah.
It's
the furthest away. Yeah, exactly.
It was abbreviated week. So
exactly.
Okay. I think with next week starting being the first,
mm-hmm.
now we can hit the ground running on everything.
Yes, and I think the first, I'm glad you said that because that's where I've got to start. I'm trying to probably start on the 5th of talk shows on the radio. I need to start putting my talk shows up.
Go ahead. So for those of you that are actually tuned in to our Twitch network, because I had to switch networks a couple of times. We're having a sound quality issue.
Oh.
We're sorting out.
Okay.
You can still hear what we're saying.
Okay.
It's just a little tangled up.
Okay.
But, guys, we have a radio station coming.
Mm-hmm.
We are, Ms. Salida. Salida is the owner.
Salida.
The owner of KCJM. Which is the first black owned and operated radio station to ever FM radio station to ever exist in Alexandria. Ever.
No.
There was never another black owned radio station that was owned and operated.
KJCM was.
We are KCJM.
Uh-huh. And it was someone else who had it prior to us.
Yeah, well,
the history. We'll get into the history.
We'll get into the history later. But it is.
It's interesting.
It was referred to as the crown jewel. It fell literally. It did not fall in our laps. We've been working on it for a long,
about
long
five
time.
Or six
five
years.
Or 6 years. And finally, things are starting to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is a very important date. We had reason that we didn't show up Tuesday
because we were
in Lafayette with our business partners.
Yeah.
And. So we've just been really working on this, piling it all behind the scenes.
And see, that's why I was trying to tell you about Supreme Media is the name of our corporation, and
right.
It is definitely a LLC.
Maybe you can use Supreme Media to pretty much explain to people how...
Exactly, exactly. It's structured. That's
right,
exactly right.
Right.
So we can do that, yes.
Right.
Yes, we definitely
and,
can do that.
And, man, we're just, we're excited about it. We found a physical home. We're just waiting on a few things to all fall into place. And when they do, you guys will hear this show on nights like tonight, Tuesdays
mm-hmm.
and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
We will be on.
Unless we have to go back over our programming. Remember that.
I doubt that that'll be. Well, we're in charge of programming. So with us being in charge of programming, I doubt we'll have little or no resistance. This is, like I said, this radio station is geared specifically towards the black agenda. In all things black agenda. There is no selling out. You won't have anybody at the top trying to buy their way into people's acceptance. There's be none of that. None of that. We don't have to. That's not our team. And you're going to get two strong voices, two very strong-minded people, and you're going to get two black people. And there'll be more. We have programs already set up that we're, test piloting and everything, but like I said, it's going to be all black. The entire staff will be all black. All the commercials will be all black. Say it with me, guys. All
black.
She's just looking at me.
They're
all going to be black.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can find. It's called the Crown Jewel. KCJM is the Crown Jewel of the Opal Network. And maybe I should explain what the Opal Network is. The Opal Network is Opelousas, Pineville, Alexandria, and Lafayette. Those four cities are connected through the Opal Network, which means that whenever we air something here on KCJM, it's the possibility that it can also be aired at KCOZ, which is in Opelousas, or KIEE, which is in Lafayette. Or it might be simulcast on all three at the same time, which means that we'll have 800,000 households that we'll just walk right into. And so, that being said, you know, we're talking to advertisers. This is the door we're trying to open, which is why I'm trying to get everybody to get an LLC. Because if you guys go get LLCs and start your own businesses
and literally be active in your business.
And really be active in your business, mm-hmm. we have a home for you to advertise. We have a home for you.
And not only we'll be hearing it, Opelousas will be hearing it, Lafayette will be hearing it.
And there's other radio
stations that already
want in.
They want in the Opal Network that Mr. one of our partners was saying that they want in.
They want in.
So
it's only going to get bigger and to the point where we're reaching a million people. And if you're reaching a million homes in you're reaching a million homes in Louisiana, like I said, guys, we're not in competition with anybody. That's not what we're here for.
Nope.
But if we were in competition with anybody, we'd win hand over foot because, you got 50,000 homes here? You got 50,000 people here. You got, 20,000 homes?
Yeah,
we
that would be
that.
Listening.
Yeah, we could beat that in an hour. No problem.
Yeah. There's a bigger, a bigger scheme of things that we're trying to get into.
Yeah.
We've taken our time. I'm more of a cautious person. I'm not on the... let's
err on the side of
caution on anything because I have to do that. That's just me. We can't just jump into everything. We have to think things out and be strategizing and everything.
Business requires that.
Yeah.
It requires one person be level-headed and then the other person be completely outrageous.
So because it's so great that the people that we're working with they're awesome people. Awesome, awesome people.
The support system we have is
beautiful.
It's beautiful. And they're allowing us to. Like those trips that we take with Councilman Porter
and
Mr. Fuller
and
all those trips, those are with our sister stations. Those are all within the Opal Network.
Yeah.
We're actually flexing our muscle as the Opal Network, and people don't even see that. They don't even know what's happening.
And we were up in Lafayette. We went
to
the and they're still talking about the show with Mr. Porter, and I have to tell Mr. Porter that.
Yeah.
They are so awesome and geeked to work with us.
And then they're looking forward to Mr. Fuller coming.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the 12th. So be
looking
forward to that
on
your live stream.
Hopefully he's available, but he said he would be.
Yeah.
Just remind him. So we'll be bringing him up there. And he's been up there. He's been on our actual television show up there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the Opal Network just doesn't stop with radio. When you go to Lafayette with us, we also can sit you down and put you in a television studio and give you a 2-hour live broadcast.
That's right.
On the spot.
Yep. And Universal Collective Network TV.
Yeah. UCN TV.
Yep.
And like I said, we're just hoping and praying that everybody gets on board with these LLCs and these whatever form of business you want to
own. Yeah. It doesn't matter which one you do. He's pushing LLCs, but because it's more, and I understand why, because he's saying that you can't sue us on a personal basis. You can't come after my money. If I do something or something doesn't work out and you want to sue me, you can't come after my money.
Nope.
That's the reason why he's pushing the LLC. That's a main and it's an important reason.
You get to protect your wealth.
You get to protect your wealth.
You can amass your wealth
and
then turn it over because they said you can move it through your own business, your own personal account.
That's right. You sure can.
And then once you amass your wealth, you can protect your wealth and put it off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
That way if anything goes down,
that's right. They can't touch it.
They can't touch it.
They just have to go after the name of the company.
Right. And they can have that because I can just make another one.
They do it all the time.
Trump does it. He's exceptional.
So that's something that we're really looking forward to. You guys, like I said, this has been a long journey, and we keep everything under wraps. We keep be cautious because we don't know what anybody's going to do, and that was the reason why we kept this quiet for so long.
Right.
It's just exciting that we're just one step away from opening doors and getting things rolling. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to tell you that.
I did get some advice. They said watch out for the people that are your financial backers.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they can be bought.
Yes, yes.
However, in this case,
we don't have that problem.
Yeah.
No.
So would it be a building where the folks can come and talk to y'all in or what?
Yes.
It's going to be the flagship of the Opal Network.
Yes.
We can't go around calling ourselves the Opal Network
and
not have a beautiful facility for people to come to.
No, that can't be.
That's the other half of what we're waiting on.
Yeah.
Because we really want this to be
something where you guys can come.
This is a new black city.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to build businesses around
exactly,
our business.
Exactly.
And we're really wanting a facility that could house several businesses that
exactly.
we could own. That way we could bring
yeah.
in people,
yeah.
The
yeah.
top LLCs that are working, or the top businesses that are
That'd
working.
Mean, they'll have their own offices.
They'll have their own offices.
And they have to lease from us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Can't, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Plan. It's a bigger plan. And we,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
We drop a little. It's,
so
that's
my,
why moving out of politics.
My,
it's politics.
Somebody can bring out food and stuff
yes.
like that on there and stuff like that.
No, yeah, and somebody
yeah.
can advertise their food, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just about bringing us food.
It's about advertising. We're
trying
to
make
sure,
that
you
have
a platform
people.
That our people is black. Because
black.
That's what we're about,
black,
supporting
black.
Our own. And because we have a hard time doing that, we want to be able to make sure that we have that facility available for you guys to support your own.
Right.
I mean, we need to do that.
And then hopefully that spawns
okay.
off other people doing the same
thing. Yeah.
Now somebody else will go buy a giant building
and
so they could house other
black businesses in it.
And then that way all those LLCs have a home.
That's right.
And that way we all
then maybe we can start the green.
But it has to start somewhere.
Yeah, maybe we'll start doing green. That's what she said.
Well, maybe y'all could have a little spot called the Green Book.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. He said a little spot
about,
called the Green Book.
Yeah, because y'all wanna.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if y'all going to Opelousas and stuff like that, it'll be feasible to have
yeah.
that right there. Hey y'all, if you going to Opelousas,
exactly.
stop at this place.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You going to Alexandria, stop at this place. So.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
You know,
because they have a lot of black restaurants in Opelousas and in Lafayette.
I will say this also, you guys are going to be hearing
yeah.
network. You're going to be hearing music and programming you've never heard before.
And it's going to be out of Lafayette.
Be out of Opelousas. Vice versa, they're going to be, if we have local artists at certain times,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be,
able
our
to
local
hear
artists
them.
Are going to be heard in 700,000 homes.
So,
and then all of our programs are going to be simul-syndicated.
Yeah.
Which I think we should invent that word.
Simul-syndicated. Yeah.
Where it'll be our show, like tonight's show would have been recorded.
Mm-hmm.
However, it would have been being played on KIEE and KCOZ
yeah.
at any different time.
Yeah.
Syndicated.
Yep.
So, yeah. It might have started today, but we're already simul-syndicated.
Yep.
And
well, make sure y'all got a spot for the Green Book.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
yeah,
definitely,
yeah.
definitely.
Oh wait, we got somebody on the line.
Wait a minute, 337. Hold up, let's see who this
is. Before we jump off.
Hello.
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 How you doing?
Hey.
Howdy,
hello.
How you?
Hi.
Yes.
This is Lynn Thomas. I've been following. I'm one of those Johnny come lately, but I've been following you.
Hi,
all.
Man.
Y'all may have
seen
my name from
fucking
around.
How you doing?
How say that again?
I just love what you all are doing. I wish, I pray a lot of our black people will come on board and get
thank
with
you,
it because we
you.
Have so many problems in Evolve's Parish and Bunkin'. This is my first time reaching
mm-hmm.
out to you all on the phone, but I've been following you all and listening, and I just
awesome.
Love you
very
all.
Well, Ms. Lynn.
You're awesome. We love you, too. We love you.
And
thank
I am
going
to keep on listening, and I'm trying to get a whole lot of people to come on board because our black people need to lift themselves up. And truly, you all are the leaders. This
wow.
is a new agenda, and it's going to go far. Things
yes.
are going to happen now.
Yes,
and
thank
I'm
you
so glad
much for that.
That I found you all. And it was through another friend of mine that told me about this, you know. So
uh-huh.
I've been following you all, and I am spreading the word. So
thank
it's going to
so
blow
much.
Up.
You really, oh, my God, you made my night. You have made my
you
night.
You
got to
blow
oh
up.
God.
I'm telling you. I'm
oh
telling
my God.
You. I wanted y'all to hear my voice because I know y'all been seeing me and Thomas making comments and all that. But
yeah, yeah.
I just
thank
wanted y'all
so
to
much.
Hear my voice and
oh,
to let y'all know. My
well,
husband is
so
a
much,
councilman
Lynn.
Here in Bunkin', Louisiana. He's a city
uh-huh.
councilman, and he loves y'all.
Oh,
and we want to work with y'all.
Well, we definitely want to work with you guys.
Yeah.
Awesome,
definitely.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you
we're
so
gonna
much.
Have to come together and do lunch or something. That would be
yes.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh man.
And,
you made my
and
night.
And your son Tavares, I just love him. I'm a 63-year-old woman, but he's my guy. He's my kind of guy.
Oh my God. Oh, that is
my
so
husband
cute.
Knows that.
That is so cute. I like that.
And I love
thank
you too,
so
Selena.
Much.
And I love the ladies
much.
On the couch, and I love Trump Driver. I'm just
yes, ma'am. How you doing tonight?
Oh,
how you
oh,
doing?
Man.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I just,
I'm doing all right.
Good,
oh
good. It's good to. I just wanted to connect with you all tonight, and God bless all of you.
Yes, ma'am.
You made my mama cry, Miss Lynn. You just don't know. We go through a lot. We do. We go through
I know
a lot
y'all
trying
do.
To keep everything going.
I know
and,
it. I know how hard that is. I know. But we need people like you all. Thank God. You know, we need to stop being scared. I run into that. I'm in so many different organizations in this little town, but they are so afraid.
Yeah.
And it's so good to hear y'all. You know, because I'm just so sick of scared people.
Yeah.
So but I'm gonna stay in there and hopefully. You know, you
well,
all
you know
make
the,
a difference.
The
hopefully,
can
I can
do,
be a part of it.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is just we're going to connect. You know, I always try to talk to you. I just got your video, as a matter of fact. You just inboxed me, and I just watched
oh,
the video
yeah.
of the kids
I
playing
did.
Baseball. I did.
Yep.
You just
know,
watched that.
This is a
I
little
left out the office
town,
to go do
and
that.
The people do not. You know, my husband counseled with them. Thomas, try to get with these kids. You know, nothing to do. And I just want the people to wake up. They need
yeah.
to wake up. But I'm going to
yeah.
get with you all and tell y'all what the problems that we're facing. You know, we had a black police chief, and they got rid of him. Now we got a new one, of course, Caucasian. And
yeah.
they see that the problem with him, now they see that things, you know, wasn't as bad with the black.
Yeah.
But they got rid
yeah.
of him. But he's
that's
hanging
like
in there.
Tennessee.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yes. And this little
yeah,
bunker is something else.
And part of it was the black people that tried to get the black man out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
how it works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
that's
always have a group.
That's
you always
works.
Have
oh,
a group.
What we're going to do is,
oh, yeah.
Miss Lynn, if you can call us Monday evening, we will give
okay.
you the whole entire platform. And
what about
talk,
that?
Yeah, we'll talk about Bunky Monday evening.
How about that?
Oh, that would be nice. Because, you know,
okay.
I've just been waiting to just say something. I know people got to be mad with me. Of course, they always get mad with me and my husband. But we people righteous. You know, we're on that side. You know. And
well,
we're probably getting cut off and all that stuff because I know. We got some haters out there.
I know.
Yeah.
We got some haters out there.
If you're mad at people for because you're doing right, you need that enemy right there. As long as you're doing right and somebody hates you because you're doing right, that's the kind of enemy that you need because you know that you're doing right.
That's right.
I wouldn't let that bother me at all.
Yeah, so Monday night, 8:30, you need
okay.
to be calling in. We want you to hear your whole story, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right. All right. Love you. Have a good weekend,
all right.
okay?
Love you all.
Be safe.
Okay.
Yes, love
ladies,
you.
Sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank right. you. Bye-bye.
That was, I'm sorry, I had to shed a tear.
And
I don't
really
do that.
Is. You guys, like I said, you guys just don't know. It's a lot of stuff we go through to bring you guys the news.
Oh, yeah.
And to hold on to our opinions. There's a lot of things. Like, I can't go get a city job. You know what I mean? I can't go work for the city of Alexandria. I can't go work for some of these jobs that work with the city of Alexandria.
Because they all connected.
Because they've all at least come across this show at some point or another, and we've caught somebody seven types of crackers or something like that. We said something offensive to the establishment. That
they'll probably hold a grudge for.
They're holding a grudge against us. So
But that was wonderful. Oh, my God. Wonderful. I'm sorry, you guys. And I usually am not very emotional. But
blah, blah, blah. She's always emotional.
No, I'm not. Not like I used to be. I can hold it in more. But that was so sweet to hear that. And you could tell it was an honest, open, heartfelt.
Yeah, she fought. Tell me, Ms. Lynn Thomas fought religious.
And I would love to hear their story, what they going to.
And her husband is the city councilor.
Oh, we got to get him.
Yeah.
We got to get him up in Lafayette, too.
Yeah.
Get them to meet him.
Yeah.
They're close to Lafayette down there by
Boston. Huh?
They're close to Lafayette down there by Boston.
Yeah,
they
be closer to, yeah, we can meet them down. Yeah, we can meet them in Bunkie.
Yeah, radio station might be in their household, too.
Yep, it might be. You're right. It might be. That's right. We have to find that out. That was wonderful. That was awesome.
Well, I guess that's a better note to leave the show on than I was going to do originally.
Yeah, thank you.
But,
that was sweet.
That was sweet.
We got to get T-shirts for them.
Look, man.
We got to get T-shirts from y'all.
We're just trying to get people.
No, I know.
So we can buy web T-shirt companies.
I'm just saying
I want to buy a T-shirt company that sells nothing but black T-shirts. Oh. And not like black T-shirts, like, you know, Power to the People. I'm talking about like literal black T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I want to have the finest black cotton.
Okay. He's talking about slavery now.
Oh, no. You got to go get this stuff out of Haiti. What they're killing folks from Haiti.
Exactly.
Well,
Truck Driver, we're going to go ahead and let you go. Where
yes,
you
ma'am.
At today? You in Arkansas?
I'm in the Lou and I'm proud. I'm going to Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh.
I'm in Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
That,
all right.
All right. I got to stay moving.
Did you miss us last
y'all
night?
Have... Yes, ma'am. I'm like, what the hell?
Did you see the message? He put the message up that we weren't coming on last night, and I told him to send you one personally.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Oh, no, I didn't get that. That's probably why
they said it. Okay. Yeah, I think because you had said you had a bad toothache, so I said he probably ain't going to want to talk anyway. Yeah. Okay, so you have a safe trip where you at. Have a good weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess we'll hit back to you Monday, right?
Hit your whole wagon up
ma'am.
That trailer one more time.
All right. Take care, okay?
All right. Take it easy.
All right.
Y'all.
Bye-bye. Y'all you too. Right.